Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, let's talk about your personal self-defense setup with a gentleman who works on this on a daily basis. And his name is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How you doing?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing, man?
I'm just trying to cope, but I do have a dilemma that I'm going to need you to talk to me about this simply because...
Okay, hit me up. What do you got?
So, I've gone back into the martial arts thing. Now, the martial arts thing, I was in the martial arts thing from the time I was 13 till about the time I joined the military off and on, either organized or just doing it on my own. And up to the time that I joined the military and the United States Army started taking care of my physical fitness needs, I had all the flexibility I needed. I had everything going on that I needed to have going on with it. I just had failed to, attain any rank because I'd gone nowhere where they would promote me or anything. So now I fell back and I've decided, okay, I should have followed through on that when I had the chance when I was younger. So now I'm trying to do it now. And the problem is in my head, I know what I'm doing, I know what they're showing me to do. I know how it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to feel, and yet I cannot put it to work mechanically for me at the moment. The other problem is,
Wait a minute now. When you say you can't put it together mechanically, what do you mean?
Yes.
Physically?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So, the other day... And one of the things I told myself as I have aged and started carrying guns and everything is that the martial art was not necessarily a need anymore. It was a desire. It was a this, it was a that, but it wasn't a need. And to that extent, that is probably still true. However, at 61, the exercise after my brief brush with type 2 diabetes is a need.
Right.
And since this is so far out of the wheelhouse of what I have normally done up to this point as I've aged, I feel like this is going to be good for me. But the other day I hurt myself. I got out there and we were trying to throw side kicks. And you've been in the martial arts. You know that you got to line up your heels a certain way and you got to get your hip in a certain position when you're throwing a kick of one type or another. And I did not. And I popped a muscle.
You popped what?
I popped something. I have pulled, strained, torn. I've torn it. Between my glute and my hamstring.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah. So, as I'm sitting here going through all this now, yesterday I went back to class. I didn't go Friday because I was hurt. I mean, I was having trouble walking. I had trouble walking into class.
Right.
But we've been using that. Do you know what a Thero gun is? That massager? It looks like a jackhammer.
Yeah. It can have, you know, change the head on it or something.
Yeah.
For different types of punishment.
Yes. So we've been using the wrecking ball attachment, and I've just been getting pounded right there. And it has released some.
Right.
But as I'm sitting there, I walk up to this guy. His name is Mr. Birch. He is a black belt. I think he's a fourth degree black belt. He's my age. My instructor and I started at the same time. We've been in the martial arts the same time. I just took a 46-year hiatus. Mr. Birch looked at me and said, you got to go get up there in that boxing ring while we're doing class. Watch what we're doing. And stretch slowly. Don't do anything fast. Don't do anything quick. Everything's got to be a slow roll until this goes back into place, because this is not going to bounce back as fast as you want it to. But along with that, though, comes the whole notion that the whole journey that I'm trying to do, the whole re-engagement with the martial art, that's not going to come as fast either, or as easy. And I'm committed to it. But
I'm going to have to ask you, bro, you kind of went off on a tangent there with me.
Yeah.
What exactly is your question, man? Or did you ask it already?
I haven't asked it.
Okay, cool.
But, I mean, I think the martial art is sort of an analog to shooting, in a way, because I've come up against something that is not easy.
You shifted gears on me, bro. I thought you were going to ask me something to help you with your current martial art status.
Well,
into the gun realm.
Well, but see, when I say it's an analog, whenever I have an issue shooting, I take a moment and I let my head cool down and I look at it very coldly and analytically.
Right.
And I have been fighting the urge just to say, I'm not going to do the martial art. I don't have to go to the martial art. I'm 61 years old. Yes, it has its advantages and everything else. And I mean, but I think it has more advantages if I stay with it than the easy thing. And I just wanted your input on
that. Oh, dude, I'm going to light you up on the spot.
Okay.
What I'm hearing, it may not necessarily be what you're saying, but what I'm hearing is you want to kind of take the easy wrong over the hard right. You know, sticking with it will do you good.
Yeah.
And you know, bailing on it will not. There's no question, dude. Let me help you out, man. I'll tell you straight up, based on my current circumstances, in this medical limbo I'm in, with my heart needing to be fixed, my protocol is don't exert yourself. Well, what exactly does that mean? Well, I've been exerting myself to the extent that physically I have figured out when my heart has had enough and I got to take a break. And it's, you know, it varies based on what I'm doing. However, you know, I can't work. I can't plan. There's a lot of things I can't do, but there's a lot of things that I can do. And I'm focused on the things that I can do. But right now, I said this recently, you know, the balance of life, this is important, man. You might want to write this down.
Okay.
The balance of life does not always provide you the motivation or afford you the opportunity to train, practice, rehearse, whatever skill it is, you know, be it empty hands martial arts, gun work, as a matter of fact, my first business name was Marshall Gun. And my business logo for that company was a Yin Yang 45 ACP.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Yeah.
But dig it. The balance of life does not always afford you the motivation or the opportunity to train, practice, or rehearse. And under those circumstances, man, that's when you have to rely on your discipline to do it anyway. And you either have the discipline to do it or not. Now, if you're going to rationalize whether you continue with the martial arts piece or not, let me cover down on this. Because I thought you were being a little more focal point.
Hang on one second. We're coming up on the break. I don't want you to interrupt on this because you're about to crank it up on me, I know, and I want to hear it. Dave, you can follow him at his website, combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I was just griping and whining like the mewling cat I can be sometimes when I get down, and Dave was about to light me up like a candle.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to give you the verbal beating you deserve.
Please do.
All right, check this out, man. When you first started, I was on track, let me help you with the martial arts piece first, okay? The physical, which you cannot or should not do physically because of your current health, okay? There's nothing you can do about that. You've got to work around it. You got to bypass it. So check this out. Here's the key. The body follows the mind. You stated that you were spot on mentally. You know and understand it's a good refresher, but you're spot on mentally. It's just the physical piece is not coming together. Well, what you need to do is stay on, like, if you're going to, I'm just using this as an example. If you're going to do a form, okay, pick the most complex form you know, all right, and cycle your way through it mentally. And basically, what you're doing is a mental rehearsal of the form, okay? And then simply try to, you know, do it again, start over, and execute physically in the manner in which you can. Don't worry about what it is you can't do. That's not going to do you any good. That's negative thought process anyway. You need to get rid of all the negativity, man, and execute physically in the manner in which you can satisfy the requirements of the form. And you're going to have to resequence these actions. Okay?
I'm listening.
You have to resequence the actions to balance your current physical ability. Now, the deal about it is, now let me balance out another point you brought out in that dead gum, I don't know what you would call that, the time you spent convincing me you wanted to quit. Not going to allow that, bro. You don't have to. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to quit. If you need to back off a little bit, check it out, man. I walked 3 miles a day for 5 days straight and figured, you know what, with everything that I got going on, I might want to take a break. So I don't walk for time, I walk for distance. You know, I'll walk for 25 minutes and then I'll sit down for 10, take a break, catch my breath, stretch, and then move out again. But I'm working on distance right now instead of distance and time. And do I not want to do it? Oh, yeah, dude. But, you know, when I don't want to do it, you got to dig deep, suck it up. You got to ask yourself, are you the real deal or not? You know, are you the real deal or are you a pogue? Are you a pretender? Get off your butt and go do it.
A pogue. I haven't heard that term in so long. I do know what you mean. Yeah, I'm not a pogue.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was the worst thing you could ever be called was a pogue back in the day, man.
Either that or a rimp.
Yeah, that too.
We can't say that out loud, though. We can't sound that one out.
Continue with my motivational tirade. It's okay to you know, take a break every now and then. You know, the schedule that you laid out, frankly, dude, when you were excited about restarting, I had a red flag on when I asked you what your schedule was going to be, and you forecasted it out. You're going to do, I don't know, 2 or 3 times a week or something like that?
Right.
Is that right?
Yep.
And I was like thinking, whoa, that's a lot, man, just to start getting back into it. Getting back into it to me would be like going once a week. Instead of going 3 times a week for an hour of workout, I would go once a week for a 3-hour workout. I would get more out of that.
Right.
But it depends on how you manage your time. But, dude, when life wants to get in the way and prevent you from doing anything that's beneficial, especially when you're talking about it's a workout, whether it's a physical workout, a mental workout, a gun workout, whatever you're doing to better yourself, or it may not even be at that level. You may not be at that level yet to start working for progression. You may still be actually, dude, from the martial, I don't know where you're at in the gun realm, but I can tell you from getting back into the martial arts, dude, don't butt off more than you can chew. Give yourself a little more, go for 3 hours once a week, 3 or 4 hours once a week, and maximize that time for that workout.
Right.
But there's anything that you can do to better yourself, and I'll tell you this right now. I think I've said this before on the radio, so I shouldn't get in trouble. Big Gus, I'm probably, with all the combative stuff that I've done, martial arts in my earlier life, combatives in the military, blah, 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 I'm probably more likely to shoot you today than I would be to put hands on you because I hurt. You know, there's basic tasks that I can perform. I can fight, I can punch, I can kick. But, dude, if I'm carrying a blaster, why do I want to get into all that unless I got ambushed? If I got ambushed, I probably deserve to get lumped up a little bit before I counter ambush and succeed. But you have to shift. You have to shift gears mentally because even like on my walks out here on my 3 milers, dude, I'm just gutting it out. Now, granted, I have this heart condition, the AFib thing,
right?
That's not doing me any favors. But I have no trouble putting one foot in front of the other. Just out of the sheer number of times I've done it, you know, with, 50, 60, 70 pound pack.
Well, hang on for me.
Go ahead.
A few more questions coming up on the next break. You can follow Dave on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. At Instagram. Well worth the look. Everything covered there from cats to rounds downrange. Everything in between. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards, while the airlines say the FAA has not properly staffed air traffic control centers. Police in Washington, D.C. are operating under a full departmental activation through Tuesday following the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade. The move comes as the department and district anticipate more protests, some of which have turned violent after the High Court's decision last week. You're listening to USA Radio News. NATO is continuing to make changes.
NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course, this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. Because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups. For instance, Germany has increased their presence in Lithuania, UK increased its presence in Estonia, and Canada and other countries increased presence in Latvia. So more or less doubled the size of the existing four battle groups we had before the invasion.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is holding another public hearing on Tuesday. A statement from the panel saying it'll focus on recently obtained evidence and eyewitness testimony. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He's been chastising me for even considering to quit on this journey, which will be good for me. And I get that. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this, because you have been challenged a lot more different ways than I have. I had open heart surgery. That was a bear to come back from. But you've had, what, both knees replaced, one hip replaced, and your tendon that you tore.
My Achilles tendon rebuilt, right? Yep. Achilles tendon. I've had my neck replaced. I need my shoulder operated on. I've had my left ankle operated on twice. I have a few abdominal surgeries, blah, 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 and two back surgeries. So I've been beat up. I've been around. And you know, the fact of the matter is, it's amazing that I can even function physically as well as I can today, having been through all of this. And now I'm, you know, in the heart realm and no big deal. I'm still functioning well physically. And I look forward to getting in much better shape, after my heart's fixed and my shoulder repaired. But, you know, you don't even have to go to the dojo, man, to work out. You know, if you've got some room in your home where you can do what you need to do, it's just, dude, it's just, doesn't matter where you're at or what you're doing. It boils down to one simple thing, and then we'll shift gears and move on.
Yeah.
Do you have the discipline to do it or not?
Yeah. That's the thing. And I mean, for me to say I don't, I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to, I mean.
No reason to.
Even entertain that thought. Yeah. When I woke up in ICU and I realized what had caused what I had just been through, and that was a rough one. That was a rough 9 days that I went through. My first question to myself was, what have I done? And that was the last time I thought about that. From then on, I, you know, as soon as they put me in cardio telemetry and asked me if I wanted to walk, I stood up and I said, let's go. And I measured my progress by how many windows I could pass before I had to hit the wheelchair to get back to my room. And in the beginning, I could pass two windows, and before it was over, I was lapping around the little desk area where the nurses sit.
Right.
But I was looking in the other rooms of the other guys there that had been through the same sort of thing I'd been through, and I'm looking at them, and I'm looking in their eyes as I walk by, and I realize that for them, this is as good as it's going to get. They are where they're going to be. They don't have that gumption or that determination or that sheer will to just get up and say, yeah, I messed up, and I got to fix this. I just can't live with myself if I don't fix this. So, yeah, anyway. So, let's us do move on. I got a gun yesterday that I am I'm waiting on you to get your stuff fixed, and as soon as you get your stuff fixed and everything else, and there's a few other things you got going on, as soon as that happens and you're cleared, then, of course, I'm going to want to do some stuff up here. I got a Chambers Custom 1911 single stack last week.
Yeah.
I think this... So this gun... Now, I know that you are a proponent of a basic gun. This gun is a 21st century interpretation of the basic gun in that it has an optic and no backup sights at all. Front or rear. Smooth. Haven't shot it yet. It is in 45 ACP. When I sit there and I look at that stuff, and, you know, it's got a frame-mounted safety and all this other stuff that striker-fired guns don't have or need. But at the same time...
What is the base gun?
Huh?
What is the base gun?
The base gun is... Chambers builds his guns from the ground up.
Okay. So is it a striker-fired gun? Is it a 1911? What is it?
It's a 1911.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I didn't get that part. I'm not familiar with Chambers, bro, at all.
Well, you need to be.
I'm looking them up online right now as we speak.
Their guns are not particularly, in terms of a 1911, they're not particularly, they don't have a wow factor when you look at them, but the wow factor is under the hood.
Okay, so they're ugly.
Well, they're not ugly. They're just not. You know, he doesn't have cutouts in the slides, and he doesn't have. He might put a little bit of contouring here and there. I had to get him to put front serrations on the slide for me, but it looks just like a pretty basic gun. But the thing with Joe, and the thing with the guns that he makes, whereas say, pick a 1911 company that's out there today. And Dan Wesson is one of his favorites, one of my favorites. They make a very fine 1911. They probably make, at Dan Wesson, they probably make X amount of any one model of gun in 60 hours.
I'm looking at them now.
Yeah. With Joe's guns, 60 hours goes into each gun.
Okay.
So they're very meticulous. The barrel fit, the slide fit, the spring... The trigger, everything is meticulously put together. And when he refers to his guns as obsessively built.
Right, obsessively accurate, reliable, and beautiful.
Yeah. Right. And people send guns to him from all makes.
Right.
And what makes his guns consistent is he's using math. So, like, his chamber depth is always the same. On every, like, for every 9mm pistol out there, if it's a 1911, 2011, 2019, the chamber depth is the same for 9mm as it is for 45 ACP, as it is for 10mm, and as it is for 38 Super. He will not make a double stack 45 ACP. He will not put a compensator on a 45 ACP. He has very stringent things and thoughts about what a gun is supposed to be and not supposed to be. But, the 9mm double stack I have, that is a uncommonly accurate pistol.
Right.
So, when you come up here, this will be one of those things you got to shoot.
Wow, now what caliber is it?
The one that I have both a 9mm that I've had for a few years, and this one is a 45.
Okay. Yeah, definitely interested in shooting both of them.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So that I had that happen. The other thing I did was I got my thumper back. Although I don't know what I'm going to do with my thumper.
What do you
think about a tacked up lever action gun?
Why not? I've seen a couple, and I mean I can't tell you who reputable builder is off the top of my head, but would I have one? Of course I would. I'd love to have one.
Yeah.
You know, there's just an eight. It's just an American thing, man, to have a lever gun in the pile. You know what I mean? So you might as well have a functional lever gun.
Well, the only thing with this one is it is a 45-70.
Okay.
And it has been tamed down to feeling like a 410, which is good. The action's been all slicked up. I've got a quad rail. I'll send you a picture of it.
Wow.
See what you have to think about it. But I've got a couple of new guns to play with and stuff like that. But we'll talk about when we get back. I'm gonna talk holsters with you real quick. Coming up on the last break, Super Dave. You can follow him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. Go take a look at some of the stuff he's did. A little impromptu seminar, maybe, or maybe an impromptu guitar riff. You never can tell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I got a question to you about holsters. Now, with your Super Dave rig, is that okay. Your daily day-to-day holster?
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of like my everything holster, yeah.
Well, that answers that part of it. My question was going to be, how easy is that for you? And you're in Florida. Now, I know you have like this shooter's vest or something that you wear sometimes to conceal, because you guys got you don't have any provision for open carry, so you absolutely got to conceal it. That is sort of an offset with a little bit of a drop, isn't it?
Straight drop.
Okay.
Oh, you mean offset from the hip?
Yeah.
It's not offset any more than the belt loop. I mean, it's not. There's no additional distance built into that aspect of the holster. It's as a matter of fact, when I cinch my belt, it's flat. I mean, it's snug against my side.
Right.
And I like it like that. No, I like that tactile feel of, you know, the gun on my hip. The other thing is, you know, since you brought up the S-Dave rig, I've kind of used that setup for everything. Now, I use the same setup even when I'm shooting a competitive pistol match. I just don't put magazines in the requisite, you know, mag holders. I just carry the number allowed by the game, so to speak.
Right.
But still, I still wear the holders where they're supposed to be. But that rig pretty much satisfies all aspects now from what I'm required to do now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I had a full-blown work rig, it would be considerably a little bit more robust gear, more on a kind of a battle belt setup thing.
Right.
But the basic setup would be the same. It would be identical. It would just be different gear, much more you know, durable gear, I guess you would say. From an environmental standpoint, but the S-Dave rig has satisfied any requirement I've had for gear for the past 20 years.
Right.
Easy.
The question I was going to ask, simply because it seems like it'd be easier. Now, the S-Dave rig is based on a belt going through the belt loops.
Correct. I don't dig on paddle gear.
Well, I understand about the paddle gear part. I'm not too big on that myself. I used to be, but that's before I figured out exactly just what was going on as far as the paddles were concerned. My question is, have you ever thought about a two-belt system with an inner belt and an outer belt to where you've got everything to where you just, you know, stick on entire thing?
Absolutely. And I have that set up. But on the outer belt is set up with an S-Dave rig.
Right.
Using an inner outer belt. Yeah, that's, I do that.
Okay.
And that's basically for ease of movement. Depending on where I'm at and what I'm doing, you know, if I'm out and about and there's a, you know, a place on my schedule that I, you know, like if I have to go into the courthouse, I'm certainly going to gear down. So that setup would make that absolutely easy to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that would be the gear for the day. If that chore is on the list, you know, going by the courthouse.
Right.
But it's a perfectly legit setup. And you gain, when you go to an inner outer belt setup like that, you gain a little offset on your hip because of it. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Not only you're gaining the full width of the material itself, as well as the material of the belt. So, you know, you could call it an eighth of an inch, you know, just for the sake of conversation.
Right.
And that may, you know, work for you. It may work against you. It all depends on, you know, how dialed in you are on your draw stroke. But what else you got, bro?
Now, I did not know you used a two belt setup. Do you recommend a inner outer belt combo? Is there a particular vendor that you recommend for that?
Not right off the top of my head. The gear that I have set up like that is Black Scorpion, I believe. It's a competitive gear company.
Right.
And I just got the belt, inner outer belt, and some of their mag holders. But I still use the same holster.
Right. And the same mag carriers, right?
Right.
I would see the thing about that is for me that just seems like that'd be easier to put together and easier to put on and a little more versatile. Like if you decided you wanted to go with something a little lighter,
right?
You probably have multiple of that holster, so you take, you know, put a holster on your inner belt and you know, however many mag carriers you want to stick with that.
As a matter of fact, now that you bring it up, I have 1, 2, 3. S-Dave rigs that I use specifically for specific guns, and even my backup G45 is set up with its own holster and mag holders. It's
right.
Its own. My backup rig is it's a complete rig. So it doesn't matter, you know, what happens to any piece of my kit or equipment, I can immediately, you know, recover from it.
Well, the whole competition rig thing, that doesn't surprise me because I would imagine a competition rig has got to be worn all day anyway. So I would imagine they are built for ease of movement and comfort at the same time.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ease of movement, comfort, durability. Retainability, you know, I've seen some wacky stuff happen, but nothing I don't think ever took the cake like this dude that was shooting, I want to say it was a single stack nationals or USPSA nationals, and he lost his gun rig came off.
Wow.
Whatever his buckle system he had, it failed, and it was kind of like, whoa, you know. That's, you know, put him in an unrecoverable spin for the match. But it happens. You know, that kind of stuff happens. So, the last thing. That's why I'm so bent on a quality leather belt that's at least a good eighth of an inch thick, if in an inch and three quarter wide, and a good solid buckle that positively locks.
Right.
Where your gun gear cannot be ripped off your body.
Right.
Without you having bigger problems than you know.
Well, the first...
That's paddle gear. I don't want to throw any paddle gear companies under the bus.
Well, I mean, you know...
The matter is, there's no paddle gear that I've ever used that I've not drawn with a mag or the pistol at one point in time. So
right.
I just don't trust it. I just don't trust that kind of gear.
They have a tendency to either be... They either overgrip the gun and then you pull the whole thing out, or they undergrip it and the gun falls out if you're running around or something. So, I mean, that's my experience with them. Before we run out of time, I want to thank you for chastising me as resoundingly as you have.
Okay, you're welcome. You need it. And we all need it from time to time.
Yep.
Bro. Don't worry about it, man.
I want to tell you that you will find your way through whatever's going on with you. You will find that light at the end of the tunnel, and I'll be here just in case.
I have to lump myself up every now and then, you know.
Understood. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill. Thank you for the opportunity, man. You take care. Be safe.
Roger that. Coming up next, the weaponized woman with Keita Bussy. She's bringing Diana Mueller. She is the founder of the DC Project. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.